Macmillan Audio presents The Merciful Crow by Margaret Owen. Read for you by Amy Landon. To everyone whose mercy is demanded, and who dreams instead of teeth. And to my parents. No, you're not in this one. The cat had first dibs. One way or another, we feed the crows. Saborian proverb. On nights you burn sinners, sleep with your sandals on. Advice for a young crow chief. Part 1. Sinners and Queens. Chapter 1. The Empty Throne. Pa was taking too long to cut the boys' throats. Near 10 minutes had run dry since he'd vanished into the quarantine hut, and Fi had spent the last 7 of them glaring at its gilded door and trying not to worry a stray thread on a ragged black robe. Taking 1 minute meant the sinner's plague had already finished off the boys inside. Taking 3 meant Pa had a merciful end to deliver. Taking 10 was taking too long. 10 meant something was fouled up, and from the whispers sweeping the pristine tiles of the courtyard,